Remember when Remy Ma said, I'm conceited, I got a reason. Well, I'm feeling that, but my...
Everybody go watch the rest of this video and go follow my Mutual. Bunch of great content on their page. But I'd like to add to this conversation too. And I guess you could kind of call this a warning of sorts. But it's interesting when you realize that people, like a majority of society, is playing this social validation game. And it's almost like a crabs in the bucket mentality where everybody's just trying to find a flaw about somebody to make them insecure and then kick them off the pedestal that they're standing on that they've created for themselves to feel bad so they can feel like everybody else feels, insecure, incomplete, invalidated, and then we can all suffer together and then just wait for the next person to stand up confident in who they are and then we can pull them down and just find some satisfaction in that cycle. So it almost turns everyday social interactions to some kind of subliminal war game, almost. To the point where the people that you interact with in your friend group, your networks, your associations, everything you do, your identity, the things that you say, the things you watch, like everything is just so like expectation based and needing to adhere to your identity to prove that you are this person and to prove, to make sure that nobody can like disprove who you are, which is really just your ability to stand in the role and say that you are this role confidently. But personally, as like an autistic person, I've always like struggled to just participate in that social hierarchy game, and I've never really seen a purpose in it to like contribute to any kind of life that I live other than just some extra thing that like now I have to be aware of and I have to submit myself to because nobody really loves themselves enough to just be themselves. And we all have to just like wear these masks and like play the masquerade game and see who's the best. But the point